This is the Vodka for Breakfast podcast. Every week we fill time with our voices talking about anything that comes to mind. Our website is www.vodkapodcast.com, and if you have any questions or comments, you can email the editor on isaac@vodkapodcast.com. Our content may offend some listeners, but if you don't mind some real discussion, then sit back with a bottle of vodka and listen to this week's installment of VFB.
I can hear someone there. Whoever is there, I can hear you.
Yes, I'm here now, just putting the earphones in.
I could just hear a sort of, like, little rustling in my ears.
Sorry about that.
I thought that's either Shane or, like, a raccoon that came through his window. Or some other kind of nocturnal animal.
Sorry, I was going to get the headphones and then I had to help with the baby just for a moment, but I'm good to go now.
Okay, well, as long as you've taken care of your child for the night, your father duties are over. So, welcome to the Vodka for Breakfast podcast. I'm Isaac, as always, and with me here once again is Shane. How are you?
I'm doing good, Isaac.
You've been here before.
I have. I was one of the very early ones you had.
The very first one, in fact.
The very first. A very privileged position.
Well, not really. So, it's our St. Patrick's Day special, I thought, just for a treat, we get some Irishness back on here.
As long as you're not going to make fun of my Irishness again. Apparently I didn't qualify to be an Irishman last time.
Did you not? I forget. Oh yeah.
I failed the Irish quiz because I didn't know how many international airports we had.
But now you know.
Actually, I've probably forgotten. I think it might have been eight.
It was
I'm not
it.
Sure.
See, you've learned something. See, we all take something away from that podcast.
Yes.
And we're all learning, growing together as a family and as various people. So, what has happened since October?
Since then, I suppose not a whole lot has changed. This is why we should script these things beforehand.
Very early on, I was quite militant about scripting them, but no, it's better this way.
Well, since then, I passed my first 1,000 subscribers, which was like, yay, but now I've got trolls every day. Oh. Like, not major trolls, because it's just like, block, bye-bye. But, you know, now that the trolls start to take notice, that's when you know you're really somebody on YouTube.
Wow.
And I've actually had some people seem to have set up accounts just to troll me, which is like a very special feeling.
Wow. You must really be up there.
Oh, getting there.
Yeah. So what projects have you been working on?
Well, the last one was just to do with the Wisconsin strikes that are going on now, the protests. That went down pretty well. I was trying out new animating styles and editing styles.
Yeah.
My next one I'm working on at the moment is to do with cosmology versus superstition of the old, like the ancient Hebrew version of reality as described in Genesis, and then comparing even the modern day theists' take on the universe as compared to reality and how it fits together, or more accurately, doesn't. It's something I've done beforehand, but I just wanted, I think now that I've gotten a bit more practice at editing on that over the last year, I think I could do a much better job of it, so I'm going to revisit the topic.
Ah, excellent. And tell me about the Rapture.
The Rapture, well, there is a group in the United States, and I've actually seen some of their advertising in the UK as well. They must have a sister church there. And they are convinced that May 21st, is going to be the day of the rapture, the day when Jesus calls up the chosen people bodily into heaven. People are actually going to start shooting up into the sky, leaving buck naked, leaving their clothes on the ground below, and they're going to fly off into heaven, and then for the next few months after that, we're all going to get tortured and have pitchforks shoved up our bottoms, and then everyone's going to hell, except for the people who shoot off naked into the sky. And that's about the gist of it, and it's happening this May 21st.
A bold claim.
Yes, especially since they've made similar claims before and have always been wrong. It's not the first time this guy has made claims about when it's going to be. Mm. And of course, it's not going to be the last.
Yeah.
So for this, And seeing as I am pretty sure that it's not going to happen, I decided that myself and a few other atheists on YouTube could get together and have a few words of condolences for them, just to pre-prepared for May 22nd. And so I've actually gotten quite a few responses so far. People have all contributed. People like Rosebush and Nelly Diddle. And I was so happy to see this. I just woke up one morning. I went to my computer, logged on, and I actually had one from Aaron Ra. And I was like, oh my God, a fan. Like, oh my God. So that was like, yay. And yeah, I've gotten some really good ones in so far and some really funny ones too. And so I'm just going to edit them all together, and they're going to be sitting ready just to help all the Christians who didn't get raptured just get through it with us.
Yeah, and the rapture claim is being made over and over and over again. There was one in 1998, and the guy who organized it all said just after it that he may have made a miscalculation.
Well, I suppose it's either that or the rapture did actually happen, but you weren't included, which means you're going to be damned to hell for all eternity.
I think we would have noticed, because, yeah.
But God's magic.
Ah.
He could make us forget.
Of course. Of course. It's built up in such a way to make it undisprovable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very crazy. Yeah, so what are you going to be doing for St. Patrick's Day, Shane? As an Irish...
As an Irish father, probably sitting at home with my one-year-old daughter, watching Finding Nemo while feeding her.
That's how you're going to celebrate your Irish heritage, Shane, by doing nothing?
He wasn't Irish, he was Welsh in the first place.
Well, it's not about St. Patrick.
He's St. Patrick.
Yeah.
It's apart from the getting absolutely shit-faced drunk, the rest of it's all Catholicism, which I don't tend to celebrate, being an atheist who left that church several years ago.
The religious side of it, I don't associate with at all. The getting drunk part and being Irish part, that speaks right to me.
Oh, that's because you're younger. I'm an old man in comparison to you, Isaac. My liver just can't take that kind of abuse anymore.
I'm going down to Dublin for St. Patrick's Day.
You're going to be in Dublin?
Oh, yes.
You're going to Temple Bar?
Oh, yes.
Good man. You're a braver one than I.
Why is that?
Oh, because that's where... If you're looking for a place where you're going to find a load of drunk people who are probably going to get violent as the night goes on, that's a good place to be.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. Think of it. March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, the day of all Irishness and drunkenness. The number one place in the world to be is Dublin.
I think I'd probably rather be in New York, because they do it. They seem to, it's like, they concentrate all their Irishness into one day of the year, the Irish Americans. I was like, yay, let's get comatose! Woo!
Ah, the Irish American.
And then they dye all their drinks green for some reason. See, in Chicago, they actually dye the river green.
That's just stupid.
On St. Patrick's Day. And I was thinking, that cannot be good for the fish. Seriously.
It's not good at all.
Are you going to eat out of that lake next week? That's just crazy.
Yeah, the Irish Americans, I'm not being racist, but they sort of annoy me a little bit. When St. Patrick's Day comes around, they try to be like, oh, celebrating our Irish heritage and getting drunk, but no, it's like if you weren't born in Ireland and you've never been to Ireland, then your association with Ireland is only in the blood and your veins and your DNA, and that's not.
That there's sometimes over the last few years talking to Irish Americans, and they just have, they're like really Republican, not the American sense of the word, but the Irish sense of the word, but they have absolutely no idea what has actually gone on or any of the history. And I remember talking to one guy who actually thought that there was like a fence around Northern Ireland.
A fence?
That we had actually quarantined you guys.
Like the Berlin Wall.
Just to keep all the Protestants in there. I was like, no.
How big of a fence? Could we just hop it?
I, No, it was like, no, they thought it was like, you know, the one around Gaza. The big wall with the sniper towers and that Israel put up.
Big
they thought we had one of those
that's
around
not,
the
That's
six
not
counties.
A fence. That's like a big wall. A little fence is on the...
No, they thought it was like an escape from New York type situation where we had just herded all the non-Catholics into one corner of the island and then built a wall up around them.
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
If we inverted it and we just... Maybe we should just have a, like a non-believers county. Just give us this one county. You guys, you let your priests do whatever they want. We'll go over here.
What county would you take as the atheist county?
Oh, I'm not sure. Probably have to be on the coast. Galway's pretty big and it's got some nice scenery.
Touché. You think so, Galway?
Just for the scenic aspects of it.
What about Cork?
Never actually been down in Cork.
I was there in my... But I don't remember it. As the story goes. But it's all very nice. Do you know what the 32 counties of Ireland are?
You did this to me last
time.
Did I? No, actually, you asked me how many began with L, and I got it wrong. So chances are, no, I probably... If I had to name them offhand now, I probably wouldn't do too well. Unless I could very sneakily open up Wikipedia without you hearing it on my built-in microphone.
I probably would hear it. I can hear you stroking your touchpad. Wow, that's a good mic. Keep it. I can hear your every little corruptibility.
I'm really better not fart now.
Well, you said last time in Ireland that Ireland had a lot of saints. Do you remember that?
Oh yes, we have a saint for everything. The Catholic Church in Ireland in particular has a lot of saints, but Ireland's great because we have lots of saints that never existed, which makes them very impressive that you can actually become a saint without ever having to exist is a real talent.
Oh yes. So with that in mind, I made a game.
Oh God.
Would you like to play a game, Shane?
I would like to be humiliated playing your game. Go on ahead.
Oh, it's called Real or Fake or something like that. Saints Edition.
Okay.
In the modern Catholic Church, some sources say that there are 7,274 saints that people pray to so they can have problems solved, resolutions achieved, and personal comfort. Unfortunately, prayer only grants one of these. I'm going to give you 7 saints, and all you have to do is tell me which ones are accepted by the Catholic community as real saints, and which ones I completely made up.
Okay.
Yeah. So, are you ready?
Okay, we'll just get to see what my 5 years in Catholic school have done for me. Go on ahead.
Number 1, Saint Adrian, patron saint of plague and arms dealers, and his feast day is December 1st.
Gonna go with true.
Correct.
isn't it lovely that they have a saint for arms dealers?
It's a saint for plague, yeah. It's all very Catholic.
It's like, I really need a gun. You know, I really want to go on a spree. Who do I pray to?
Oh, it gets worse.
Go on ahead.
Saint Augustine of Hippo, patron saint against sore eyes, and he once confessed, God, give me the chastity and contingents, but not just now. End quote.
Saint Augustine?
Yeah, of Hippo.
That sounds familiar.
Real or fake.
I'm going to go with real on that one too.
Correct.
Yay!
This game wasn't made up so that you would be humiliated. It's more humiliating for the Catholic Church than anybody else.
Oh, good.
Saint Zita, the patron saint against losing keys. So, if
I'm going to go with fake on that one. I will lose what... I'm not even sure if I can have less respect for the Catholic Church, but if that's true, I suppose I'll see.
It's real.
Okay, there we go. Didn't think that was possible, but now I actually respect the church even less.
If you lose your keys, you're supposed to pray to Saint Zita, Z-I-T-A, and you, I don't know, magically find them again? I don't know, but I don't know how that works, but yeah, Saint Zita.
I'd actually rather pray to Catherine Zita.
Mm.
I think that wouldn't really do much, but still.
You get a lot more out of it. Number 4, Saint Ian, patron saint of the rapture, death, and milk.
You see, that's the thing, they're so ridiculous. After that last one, unless I don't see how you can get any more ridiculous. I've got no standard to go by.
That's the point. Is it real?
Is it real?
I would go real.
Respect. Oh, that was fun.
I mean, you could have, like, Saint Wibbly Wobbly of tickling badgers, and it would still make more sense than praying to Saint Zito of lost keys.
Yeah, it would. Number five, Saint Fraker. I can't really pronounce that one. Anyway, he's the patron saint of taxi drivers and STDs. That name again. Fraker. F-I-A-C-R-E.
Fiacre.
That name.
Okay. I'll say true.
It's real.
Real one.
It's real.
Yay!
Yeah, and he's the patron saint of STDs and hemorrhoids and all that good stuff. So
how do they decide this?
How did
someone who was I'm assuming chaste get to become so deeply associated with genitalia and the infirmaries thereof? It just, what was he up to?
I don't know, but yeah, if you have any STDs or hemorrhoids, please contact telepathically Saint whoever that was. So yeah, Saint number six. Saint Giles, patron saint of breastfeeding.
I thought you were going to say a vampire slayer.
No, that would be silly, Gene. That would be ridiculous.
Oh, one of the few mythical beasts not mentioned in the Bible. I'll say fake.
It's real.
Damn it!
Oh, yes.
Why is a man the patron saint of breastfeeding? What the hell was he doing?
You don't want to know. Well, maybe you do. It's all very weird. It's the Catholic Church, it seems. There is no limit to how weird it can be.
Mm-mm. Is there any more?
One last one.
We have one. Okay.
Saint Zeno of Veronia. The patron saint of teaching children how to speak. That's easy enough.
See, that sounds almost normal, which is making me think that you're trying to throw me off.
Ooh, is it real? Is it real? Saint Zeno. Of course it's real.
You see, now I think you're double bluffing. Stop it! You stop talking. I'll say it's real.
Are you sure? Saint Zeno?
Just go ahead.
Saint Zeno? With a Z?
Well, I don't know.
It's real!
Yay!
Okay. Tallying up the final scores, you got 1, 2, 3, 4 right out of 7.
Well, that's we have more right than wrong. That's
yeah. Not the best.
Those are some. Oh, Catholicism's just weird.
It's so weird.
And you don't realise it when you're in there. But then it's like, I remember our car being blessed by the priest would come over and pray on our car, like not literally standing on it, but like pray over the car and splash it with water. And I was thinking, okay, well, do we really need insurance now if like God's doing that? And it's like so much for faith.
Yeah, it's...
You know, you should have a waiver. Say, no, it's okay, I don't need to pay like $500 on my insurance. I had a priest pray for me.
Mm-hmm.
What? Isn't that good enough?
Yeah, of course.
It's like the Pope with his little bulletproof Pope mobile.
Yeah, that's...
Like, if he can't have enough faith, then what the fuck are we supposed to do?
Yeah, faith in all things except when it actually matters. That's it wrapped up in a little sentence.
It's like there was a... used to be a YouTuber called Gira. He ran away. He was one of these... He was a Venom Fang X. He was associated with him. And he said that God had, like, literally spoken to him. He had heard the voice of God, and he was, like, this was his mission on YouTube and all this crap. But then someone filed a DMCA copyright claim against him, like some troll. And instead of going with God's divine command to be on YouTube, he ran away from the troll. So it's like, you're really more afraid than some anonymous twat on the internet who's sending out anonymous crap from his mother's basement than you are of Almighty God, the creator of the universe, who will decide whether or not you get tortured for all eternity. Like, where's the faith, man? Come on!
Faith. There's not even words to describe it. It's so the opposite of what thinking should be. It should be rational, not this crazy, if I believe in it, that makes it so, unless something actually happens and it actually matters, then I'll just run away.
I think the rational parts of their lives, though, I think it kind of betrays the fact that there's a part of them somewhere in there that doesn't really buy it.
Yeah.
It's like, why do people who, honest to goodness, believe that their relatives have all gone to paradise, why are they so unhappy about it? I mean, are they really that selfish? It's like, no, come back from paradise. I want you to hang out with me some more.
Yeah, and eventually, according to them, they're going to go to heaven too, and they're going to be with whoever died. They just have to wait a few decades, or years, or months, or days. So I don't know what the big problem is at all. It's all deeply confusing.
It is indeed. Such is religion.
Oh yes, such is religion.
Yes, quiet.
Did you know there was a patron saint of the internet?
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah. Saint Isidore. Isidore. Patron saint of the internet.
Like, what if, okay, let's for a moment pretend it's in any way possible. You have spent your entire life being a good Christian, you die, you go to heaven, you're sitting up there, and then you get the word that you're a saint, and you think, fucking awesome! It's cool, that means I get to go anywhere in heaven, all access. What am I the saint of? STDs and you bastards!
Taxi drivers, partly. Of course, that's... I don't know what that means.
Well, that's a weird association. What's that say about taxi drivers?
Exactly! I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
That's borderline slang.
Yeah. Ugh, there are no standards. There are no limits of madness. It's all very strange.
Yes, but we're not quite as bad as America yet, but I see we've started importing that particular brand of crazy. Yeah.
America, it's weird.
It is getting quite strange over there.
Yes. What has been some recent happenings in America?
Well, we had the...
They had to.
Oh, yes, sorry. Well, there was the making miscarriage a potentially capital offence, whereby a woman, if it's thought... whereby abortion would be considered murder, and seeing as murder is a capital offence, someone who provides an abortion could be tried as a murderer. And if a woman is considered to have self-aborted or cannot prove that she hasn't self-aborted, then she could, in fact... get put in prison or maybe even put to death. But luckily, I think they've dropped that just because it was even too crazy for the Tea Party. I think that was in South... I'm not sure. The South Dakota one was the justifiable homicide exception for people who shoot abortion.
Oh yeah, I remember hearing about that.
These are the people that say, oh, we don't want big government, we don't want big government, except when it comes to what you do with your penis or your vagina. Then we want the feds to kick down your door anytime you do something our God Jesus doesn't want you to do.
Yeah, it's hypocrisy, for one, but then we've come to expect
when it comes to, like, maybe they have to, you know, put a little bit more money into improving the community around them, that's big government, that's unacceptable. But when it comes to controlling, morally, the people around you, that's fine. No problem.
Yeah.
I saw we had our election down here, and the party that just got in, their previous equality spokesperson, they were the opposition, they're now the main government party. Their equality spokesperson, her name was Lucinda Creighton, she actually tweeted about how she wasn't in favour of gay marriages because marriage is all about making babies, or marriage is all about children. It's like, that's the equality spokesperson. This is the 21st century.
I know, I still have to be reminded of that myself.
It was insane. Of course, everyone just swarmed over her Facebook page and her Twitter. But then you got these ones, they're saying, good on you, Lucinda, being the only one who'll speak their mind. And it's like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, it's only equality if it's for everybody. And I really don't see how letting two gay people who are already living together, already having sex with each other, just unify their financial assets is going to somehow lead to the end of my marriage. It's a civil contract for the sake of taxation, for the sake of unifying the financial aspects of their lives, and for the sake of passing on their finances and their estate to their next of kin. That's the only difference it makes, and it's just the word marriage is stuck in their heads. And they argue that, oh, this is because it's we want the biblical form of marriage. Really? You want to have like 7 or 8 wives plus a dozen concubines like Abraham?
Oh, it's just about to mention concubines.
Oh, Abraham was such... He was such a dog. You honestly think it was his wife's idea for him to sleep with her handservant? Bullshit. He was having sex with her. The wife walks in and Abraham... This is like, what, Bronze Age Palestine. Mm-hmm. The wife knows her word's not worth a shit. If he says that she's full of it, if he says she was having an affair, her word doesn't count in the court. So she just plays along with it while he gets to knock up as many of his concubines as he likes.
Yeah.
It's absolute... Oh.
And
it was God who made her infertile in the first place. Which was nice.
Yeah, very nice. Very typical of him.
And so God then came down and he said... he. Oh, no, not talking about...
You know, when Jesus was made, God and Mary weren't married.
That's
just
true.
Pointing that out. So it's not all about the kids, really. It's just nonsense. Nonsense. Religion. Crazy. If you could make up a religion, what would it be?
I'd go for the George Carlin religion, where everybody worshipped the sun and prayed to Joe Pesci.
Ah, good choice.
I think that was a pretty sound religion.
Yeah. Whoa.
Because Joe Pesci's much scarier than the devil.
What would you get out of it? Financial rewards?
Joe Pesci.
I thought you were looking for some kind of financial embezzlement from the people in this.
Oh, you want to go to the Scientology route then?
If that's where your mind takes you.
Oh, pretty well, it's pretty much every religion is just Scientology or a lot less shameless.
Yeah. Perhaps some kind of financial embezzlement, or sex, or lots of possessions, gold.
Well, that's the thing. I could potentially make so much money if I was just less honest.
Yeah.
Cause I know all of their arguments.
You know what?
So well, inside and out.
You could be a faith healer.
I could go to America and do that. There was a guy in America who was an atheist, who worked as a faith healer for the best part of 20 years, made his millions, and then went, ha ha, and then just fucked up. He told his congregation, yeah, I'm actually an atheist, thanks for all the money, and then he left.
Wow, where'd he go?
Probably to his own island.
Well, you see, that doesn't sound like a bad idea. I quite like that.
Well, fools and their money are quickly parted.
Isn't that a biblical quote?
I thought it was Jefferson. Well, I'm not sure at all.
The Bible, there is some good things to religion, like getting people to do charity, which they wouldn't otherwise do because they're not good people.
Well, they would. It's called taxation. We have systems for doing that, and they work a lot better than the church ones, which divert funds into protecting paedophiles and the like.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think... people who are still attending Catholic Church make that connection. Some of the money, which you put in the basket, went into protecting paedophiles.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? No, you've actually been tricked into financing the world's largest paedophile ring. And they're still doing it. Like, we still don't know everything. We're never going to know everything that happened. There was one case here in Ireland. They found out they had shuffled the guy around and he was so bad they actually, I can't remember his name offhand, but they wanted to pay him to leave the church. They wanted him to leave the church and they were so afraid of him embarrassing the church that he was able to demand money off of them, this paedophile priest. And they paid him, what at the time, this was back in the late 1980s, £30,000, which I think is probably about... 50,000 to 60,000 euros in today's money, or like be about 40 to 50 sterling pounds. They actually had to pay him to leave and not admit to being a paedophile, so the church wouldn't be embarrassed. Like that's the congregation's money that they thought was going into like fixing their roof, or going to Africa to give people clean water, or going to a soup kitchen in the inner city. Instead, it was given to a paedophile who is now living in the Canary Islands.
That's the Catholic version of justice.
Pretty
i.e. not justice at all, and rewarding the person who needs punishment.
No, it's all about protecting the infrastructure of the church,
yeah.
Protecting the hierarchy. Because any human system where you have a hierarchy that self-regulates and doesn't accept any external authority, that's the perfect system for corrupting people, for having nepotism, for having this cronyism and people doing each other favours. It all just, they don't see anyone else as having any authority over them.
Yep. It's madness. What is the deal about being in fancy dress, Catholic Church?
I have no idea what those frocks are about. Or at least it's not like they're not all like Joe the Monks, where you have to shave the front bit of your head but leave all the side bits.
Oh, I don't like that. It's very weird.
You know, I saw a few weeks ago the primate of Ireland, he was like the head guy of the Catholic Church, and one of the bishops, as a sign of how sorry they were to the people of Ireland, they did the thing where they actually washed the feet of some of the victims.
What's that going to do?
Of child abuse. And it's the fact that it was a good photo op.
Oh.
Now, if I was one of those victims, I would have agreed to it, and I would have kicked that motherfucker smack in the face.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bitch, you've been, go down.
Oh, I'm sorry, you've been child abused, but hey, at least you don't have any bacteria on your feet. It's all nice and clean.
Oh, I wouldn't have been able to resist. I would have spent a little while in jail afterward, but just boosh down.
Washing their feet. That's quite biblical.
It is. It's absolutely ridiculous. Because there's no remorse really present at all.
No.
There was one part where one of the bishops of Dublin, there's a new bishop, came in a few years ago, and just he sent off a load of files to the guards, our police force. He just sent off everything they had asked for, and then the cardinal got on the phone and he said, "What the fuck are you doing? You're not supposed to give them what they ask for." And he actually tried, he brought the state to court to try and stop them from getting these documents. And but then it got out into the media, of course, and they were like, the whole country just hounded them, and it was a PR disaster that they were trying to claw back these documents about how they had mishandled the child abuse that was going on in that diocese. But it just shows they're just not sorry, and they don't care, and it's only ever been about protecting the grip that the church has.
Yeah.
It's all about the money, Lebowski.
Yeah. I did notice through searching of my seance, which was really fun, by the way, that there wasn't really any seance specifically for child molestation. At least...
Well, that is a shock.
At least none that I could see. There was four for child abuse, and they all had funny names. But apart from that, any...
No saint fester the child
molester. Patron saint of child molestation, or no patron saint of covering up the child molestation. Patron saint of covering and giving paedophile priests loads of money. That I would have enjoyed that. I would have given you that one, but no.
I know you would have.
Yeah.
Did you see that Pope Benedict has now absolved the Jews? I'm sure they're very relieved.
No, what happened here?
Pope Benny, big Pope Benny, he has told the Jews that the church no longer holds any ill will over the fact that you murdered Jesus.
Ah, that's nice.
Isn't that nice of the guy who used to be in the Nazi youth? That he is telling the Jews that they're forgiven.
That's... There's no words for these things. It's.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes, I'm sure the Jews who don't believe in him are very relieved that they didn't actually kill him.
This is true.
They must be able to sleep much better at night now.
I doubt it. The Pope. Oh my God! I wish there was just like the reality that the Catholic Church seems to think exists. It's filled with doublethink and trying to convince yourself of something that's so obvious that it's not real, and it's just mind-boggling how anyone can possibly think that way.
Yeah, actually, they recently fired the Vatican astronomer as well. He was like a very pro-science clerk, if there is such a thing.
Yeah.
He was like, the theory of evolution is true. The universe is, like, going on 14 billion years old.
Yeah, so there was this, like, pro-science priest that was fired because... Was it because he was pro-science?
Yeah, he went against the doctrinal teachings, as according to, like, what the... Oh, one of the colleges of cardinals.
Colleges of cardinals.
No, they have all these stupid names for their committees.
Yeah. I believe he was on Religulous, and he said that modern science, the Bible couldn't have science in it because science begun only recently and the Bible was written ages and ages ago, so they couldn't intertwine or overlap at all.
Yeah, he didn't really seem to support the view at all that it was, like, even a divinely inspired work, apart from, like, the most of it was just written by men, which is something that most churches don't want you to think.
What do they want you to think?
They want you to think that God pretty much, that the Holy Spirit infested people and started writing for them.
Well, if that's the case, then it was still written by men, technically. I would like to imagine a big hand coming down from the sky and picking up a little pen and just scribbling it down.
Or just the tip accent. Nope, I misspelled that. Augustus. See, it's YOU'RE. Okay, otherwise you're saying I own it.
I'm sure God has scribbly handwriting. You think he would?
Yes, with a big flourish under the
chin. Yeah, he seems like the kind of person that would have girls' handwriting.
Well, I think it's just a touch of narcissism. Yeah. Just God with a capital slash.
With a capital G. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
He is a jealous god. Did you...
Yeah, it's fun.
Did you know there was a Saint Benedict?
A Saint Benny. What was he for?
Against witchcraft, poison, civil engineers, a lot of random stuff.
Against witchcraft, pro-civil engineer.
A kidney disease.
It's a very odd
And Tim Test spelunkers, school children, and Europe.
And aubergines.
Yeah, and his attributes include ravens, bushes, broken cups, and bells.
Broken
and
cups.
Bells. Why bells? What bells?
But seriously, go back one. You think that's the ridiculous one?
Broken I think cups. Bells are more ridiculous than broken cups.
Bells at least have a function. Why would you pray about a broken cup?
Why would you pray about a regular cup?
I don't know. You're asking someone who left the religion for just this sort of reason. I couldn't make my brain work that way.
I wonder
way.
Who's the patron saint of non-broken cup. It's not his patronage, it's his attributes. I suppose that's a different thing. But still.
It's like Saint Johnny of the bit of the biscuit that falls into your tea and you have to fish out a teaspoon and then you eat.
What's the most ridiculous attribute one could ever have as a saint? Probably something like that.
Oh my goodness.
Or perhaps, like, when you sort of trip over nothing, there's a period to that, for when that happens. You know, when you're walking down the street and you sort of, like, put the wrong foot forward and you sort of forget how to walk for a second? Yeah, there's a scene for that, probably.
We could have Saint Mario of kidnapped princesses and Italian plumbers and mustaches.
And hemorrhoids.
I'm starting to think of a fascination with hemorrhoids.
Gallstones! Saint Benedict is the patron saint of gallstones as well. I can't believe I missed that one. Wow. Well, there you go.
I'm wondering, you said earlier there was a patron saint of the internet. But when did he die?
I'll check.
Can you actually wiki that
I
now?
Will.
I want to know if the internet actually existed while he was alive.
Saint Isidore of Seville. Spanish, apparently. He died. He was canonized in 1598. What do you think?
How the bloody fuck is he the patron saint of the internet? I mean, I doubt very much he had an iPhone.
Even better, he was born in the year 560. Like, Over 1,000 years before the internet was even...
The man didn't even know, he probably never even saw... Like, that's before steam power came throughout Europe. And, for crying out loud. Did they just actually tack bits onto people?
It's just randomly decided what people will be appearing of and what your attributes are. They're just picked out of a hat. Probably not even that. Out of a Pope hat, that would be even better.
My brain has stopped working. Just, it's so hard to comprehend how this works. That someone who's been dead for 1,400 years is the patron saint of the internet. It could look getting any fucking tech support off of him, seriously. I mean, he wouldn't even know how to turn it on and off again.
You're probably better off with the Indian guy.
He'd try and exercise it. The power of Christ compels you.
There it is.
Viruses be gone! The power of Christ compels you!
Yeah, robots. Perhaps in the future, there will be a patron saint for robots and other technologies. But the saints of the future technologies have died, like, 500 years ago. So they wouldn't know how to work them. And any prayers they receive, they wouldn't know what to do with them. They'll be like, I don't know.
Does not compute. I wonder sometimes that if they're by some amazing chance, intelligent life elsewhere, somehow get here, how the fuck do we explain religion to them if they reflect they don't have it? That'd be a very awkward, very embarrassing kind of conversation. Well, those guys over there, they think that the invisible man who invented the universe impregnated a Jewish girl with himself 2,000 years ago, and then he killed himself so he could go back and meet himself, and then come back and then bring all of us up to meet him. And those guys over there, they believe that God lives on another planet, and that people of different skin colours are actually cursed because they chose the wrong side in the cosmic wars that began Earth. It's just so mind-boggling that some of the stuff people buy into.
A rational mind cannot comprehend this sort of twisted... there's not even a word for it. Is there a word for it? What is it? There are no words to describe it.
Like, that last one I was describing, I wasn't, like, making that up. That's Mormonism. I wonder, are there any black Mormons? Because according to the Book of Mormon, if a black person becomes, like, really and truly accepts Jesus as his Lord and King, he magically turns white. So if you're a black Mormon, you mustn't be a very good Mormon. You're not doing it right. You really haven't accepted Jesus as your new intergalactic overlord.
I think the way they would deal with that is they would just pick and choose and say, oh, it doesn't really say that. You're taking it out of context, so on and so forth.
Okay, see, now I have to go and check whether or not Michael Jackson was ever a Mormon. Because that would change things significantly.
So yeah, that was the Catholic Church for you. All very strange. At what age did you leave the Catholic Church?
Don't know, it was kind of a gradual thing. I just stopped going. Like, as soon as I flew the nest, that was pretty much it. I wasn't really deconverted at that point, I was just lazy. And I had already reached the point where I wasn't in fear of damnation for not turning up once a week to show an else what nice clothes I owned.
Yeah.
But no, it was fair. It was the majority of the Catholic stuff I had stopped believing by the time I left Catholic school. Like, I went to a private school that my father thought he wanted to keep an eye on me. It happened to be nearly every school in this country is run by one denomination or another. The one I was in was Catholic run. And I actually had to have, like, I went had to go to Mass at school once a week and have Christian doctrine lessons. And, yeah, by the time I was through with those, I pretty much decided, yeah, it's really not working out for me. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Did you know that Catholics actually believe that when you put the little biscuit and the bit of wine into your mouth, it turns into the actual flesh and blood of Jesus?
Oh, it happens before that. It's not the point where it goes into your mouth. It's the point where the priest stops saying his prayers at the altar. That's when, because if anybody actually, if anybody drops one of the host, one of the Eucharist wafers after it's been blessed, they have to go through this whole big thing. Because it's Jesus that someone has just dropped on the floor, they have to use these special cloths, and they have to use the special water to wipe it up and to pick it up with the thing, and it's just insane. It's actually the point where the priest finishes saying his blessing. I think some people are now saying it's the part where a Catholic puts it into their mouth. It's to stop people from going in and stealing them, like PZ Myers did. But it's the point where once the priest is finished saying his blessing and he starts handing them out, that's when the transubstantiation
is. I thought if the priest blessed like a whole tray at once and you just knock over the tray and they go everywhere, what happens then? Utter chaos, surely.
Oh, save Jesus! No, but seriously, there's this, everything has to stop and the altar boys have to go get like the Jesus retrieval kit. And they have to go through the whole big thing before
it. What if it's stuck between two chairs and you can't get at it?
No, not an option. You have to get at it. You can't leave Jesus stranded.
What if it's like under a crack in the floorboards? Do you have to like rip up the floor to get Jesus?
Well, I think technically, yeah, but it's luckily I don't think
it happens. Oh, I want it to happen. Just to see how far they'll go.
I think there was once, this was last year. I'm not sure whether it was in the UK or the US, but someone spotted a person who had taken the Eucharist, but who hadn't eaten it and was holding it in their hand. And like three guys tackled him to retrieve Jesus.
Okay. Well,
I mean, they actually grabbed him and forcibly took it back. Because they were afraid he was like some kind of Satanist who was going to like use it in a black mass or something.
Well, what did they do with it? Did they eat it? Or did they like give it back to the priest? Give it back to them?
Probably give it back to the priest.
Huh.
But it's just ridiculous. And they're so thin-skinned for people who have like the creator of the universe watching their back. Like, I remember at the start, it was about this time last year, there was the guy in Liverpool, John Lennon Airport, who was arrested for, well, basically blasphemy, because he left some less than respectful cartoons sitting in the prayer room. And the woman says it was a female vicar, and she was shocked and intimidated by it.
Well, that says all.
Like, it was a pic, one of them, the most egregious Catholic one, or the Christian one, was a picture of Jesus attached to the cross using no more nails. Where he'd do that thing they sell in hardware stores, it's like super glue. It's called, and it's just like Jesus selling no more nails from up on the cross. And he was arrested, and he was tried, and he was actually found
guilty. And what did he have to do?
And I think he got just a fine and probably time served, I think, for however long he'd been detained. I think it was going to go to the European Court of Human Rights, but I'm not sure what has happened to it since then.
Well, that's just stupid, really. Just plain old stupid. I wonder if there's a patron saint of offensive cartoons that are being left in airport chapels.
Did you see that Geert Wilders has got a taste of his own medicine? The Dutch anti-Islamic politician. Apparently, like, he was, like, we had last year, there were the protests over drawing Muhammad, and Geert Wilders, of course, he was, this is all freedom of speech, of course you must be able to do this, which I agree with. I think there are very few things that should be off limits. One of the only things I think that should be off limits is, like, an actual call for violence against someone. But he basically came out, it's all these, Islam is trying to crush the West, and we must reprint these comics as often as possible. But now someone just the other week drew a picture of him, because he wants to put undesirable places into specific areas. You know, he wants to concentrate them into these special camps.
Oh, yeah.
And basically they drew a cartoon of him as a concentration camp guard. And now he's demanding that they take this down, that this is absolutely unacceptable.
Well, that's just hypocrisy, yeah. There are no words, are there?
No.
We should invent more words for things
and
like
it's
these.
There's this thing called are you familiar with the Dunning-Kruger effect?
Yes, I am.
Should we explain it to your audience? Well, there was a study called Incompetent and Unaware of It, carried out by two psychologists called Dunning and Kruger, hence the name Dunning-Kruger Effect. And they found that when someone is incompetent, they're actually doubly cursed. As for instance, when it comes to logical arguments, if you do not know how to make a logical argument, you also do not know how to recognize logic, either in yourself, in your own arguments, or in other people's arguments. You lack the what is called metacognition needed to place yourself in context with the people around you. So you overestimate your own ability. They found that when people were asked to put themselves into the percentile of the population they thought they were in, nobody really placed themselves beneath 60%. And the people who were most incompetent had this huge disparity where they rated themselves as slightly above average. And it was the same with people who were slightly less incompetent, people who were competent, people who were adequately competent tended to rate themselves in and around the right point. People who were very well skilled actually underestimated themselves. It turned out when they did subsequent testing, it was because they were overestimating everybody else. And one thing apart from the Dunning-Kruger effect of overestimating your own ability when you are incompetent, it turns out that the people who were actually competent underestimated themselves, and they underestimated to themselves to the point where they placed themselves lower than the incompetent people placed themselves, which explains pretty much all politics for the last 6,000 years.
Yeah, I like that end note.
You get the people who know the least are the ones who are absolutely certain that they're right and they know the most, and you have to do it our way. Whereas the people who actually do know, who are the most talented and who have the best skill sets, they actually rate themselves down.
Yeah. And that's the Dunning-Kruger effect. All very psychologically.
Yes. I will actually give it. If that made no sense to anybody listening, there is someone who was much
better explaining it. I know who you're about to say, yeah.
Quick shout out.
Thurman Trees.
That's the one. Thurman Trees. And you can search. The video title is The Illusion of Superiority. If you look for that in YouTube, it comes up number one on the search, and you really should watch it, as well as every other video that man has ever made, because he is a freaking genius.
Excellent. So,
and he's not just clever, his editing is also second to none. I would easily place his editing style well above nearly every other anyone. You see the atheists who have 100,000 subscribers, 50,000. His editing is just way beyond anything.
Yeah, but you see, Thurman Trees would actually put himself down, underestimate himself. That's the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Yes.
I just killed that, didn't I? So what else? St. Patrick's Day, hooray!
I have to say, my 17-year-old self could drink me under the table right now, because with the change in my schedule since I've gotten married and had a kid, I don't even have any beer in the house at the moment. I think I have a bottle of wine that I might use for cooking at some point, and that's the height of the alcohol in my house. No, actually, I have a half bottle of whiskey for making hot whiskies for when I have a flu. It's a good flu remedy. But that's it. And my liver has reverted back to what it was like before I ever tasted alcohol. It's my 14-year-old self's liver. I am now a complete lightweight. I have no tolerance for alcohol anymore.
That's a shame. You should come to Dublin with me. Hooray.
Where you will get me.
Yeah,
drunk.
That's the point.
And film me.
We would never do that to you, Shane. We would never film you drunk.
You would. And you'd draw my beard back on.
With red, bright red.
You say, it's better this way, Shane.
Yeah, it's better for you. It's
super glue a Ronald McDonald.
Do you have a beard now?
I actually do at the moment, simply because I have a full face. Well, it's just that I haven't shaved in a week. So I'm very gristly at the moment.
Well, that's good. I would never take your beard from you. Your beard should stay on your face forever. Have you been running recently? Running? In general?
No, not very big on the whole physical fitness thing at the moment. It's just with the kid and broken sleep patterns, it's really hard to just stick to a schedule that you'd need for it to really do any good for you.
Well, I am competing in the Belfast Olympics in a relay team.
The Belfast Olympics?
Oh, no, the Belfast Marathon, not the Olympics.
Oh, right.
Oh, those two get easily mixed up.
Oh, and you're, as a relay is what you're each taking a section
yeah,
of it to do?
Yeah, I don't really know how it works. It's not my team. I'm just part of the team. I'd like to be the very last guy, the guy who runs through the tape because of...
Yeah, because you don't get a photo opportunity unless
yeah,
you're
exactly.
that guy. Otherwise, you're just the guy who quit a third of the way.
To make someone else do it, yeah. Actually, it's about a fifth or a sixth. But yeah, I've been running, and it's been fun. A very good time to speak to my inner spirit monkey.
What does he have to say?
He says that...
Other than why the fuck are you running?
Other than why the fuck are you running, he's...
We could be watching Discovery Channel.
Oh. I just got distracted by the Discovery Channel remark. He says, he comments on the Northern Irish countryside and how it just looks... Well, I think it looks quite nice. He doesn't agree.
Well, I suppose it's quite green and uniform and, like, no vines.
Yeah. Would you like a rainforest in Ireland?
Oh, no, the humidity would kill me. Us gingers do not like it humid. We're leftovers from the Vikings who used to come down to Ireland and do Viking things.
Those were your ancestors.
Yeah, well, some of them, mine might have been the smart Vikings, because there were those Vikings, and then there were the Vikings who would come down from the Arctic Circle, and then when they got here, they actually said, you know what, it's actually fucking warmer here. Why do I keep going back to the glaciers? There's nothing there except bears and frostbite. I'm just going to hang out here.
Yeah.
Sure, I have to put up with a lot of Christians, but
a lot of these really weird people who thinks that people can be saints of very mundane things. It's ridiculous.
I don't know how anyone could, like, ever converted from the Norse gods to Christianity, because, like, Odin was just so much scarier than Yahweh.
Yeah.
I think Odin, there was some, and I might be completely wrong in my recounting of this myth, but there was a guy who tried to sacrifice himself to Odin, but he made a hames of it, and he only wounded himself and disfigured himself. And so Odin comes down and sees this really crappy sacrifice and eats him. And then that's not good enough. He wants to see him suffer, so he takes out his own eye and he eats that too, just so he can watch him digest the guy. That is how you do psycho. None of this shooting fire from afar. I'm going to digest you myself, and I'm going to disfigure myself and eat my own eyeball just so I can watch it and get the satisfaction.
That's quite weird. I
might be completely wrong on all of that. I'm not willing to stand
by any of it. Well, that's just as true.
Well, that is actually true, I suppose.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
Then space monkeys kick flying in on jetpacks.
You see,
and
the thing about...
Fought them off diligently.
Yeah. You see, the thing about mythology and religion is that even if it's completely made up, it's still the same standard as everything else. So it doesn't really matter. Do you have any green clothes for St. Patrick's Day?
I have a green t-shirt somewhere, just not St. Patrick's Day green. I really don't have anything suitable for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. I had to get a jacket and a shirt just for St. Patrick's Day.
You've actually gotten one for
yeah. Well, it's just a green jacket and a green t-shirt. I can wear them at any time.
Ah, right. It's not one of those... So it's not, like, covered in shamrocks and glitter or anything. That's okay.
Have you ever, like, worn those really oversized leprechaun hats?
No, I haven't, actually.
Really clear.
Cowboy hats, I have. I got married in Missouri. I actually wore a cowboy hat to my wedding reception.
You should have worn an oversized leprechaun hat to your reception.
Oh, that would have just been playing into that.
Yeah. Where do you live?
How specific do you want me to be?
County.
At the moment, I live in County Cavan, as we Monaghan people pronounce it. Just to piss
Cavan?
Cavan. Because there are a bunch of redneck boghoppers.
Is it Cavan or Cavin? How do you pronounce it properly?
Cavan. Cavan.
Oh, well, no, you see, you said Cavan. Cavan. So is it Cavan or Cavan?
Cavan.
Does it end? So Cavan. It ends in A-N, right?
Yes.
Not I-N.
No, but I suppose you can pronounce it that way, Cavan.
Oh, that bothers me. Because anytime I say Cavan, I'm always subconsciously thinking that I could be pronouncing it completely wrong. Cavan. Cavan. Ah, oh, dear. Cavan.
I suppose Cavan sounds probably better.
Cavan. A lot of thought needs to be thought about it, yeah. Are you doing anything else tonight?
Tonight, no, just going to probably help my... I think my wife probably by now has given the baby her supper, and I'll help get her down for the night.
With drugs? With whiskey?
Just a little bit with the gums.
Just chug it down.
Yeah, it just puts her out for the
night. 3 days.
If only it were that simple.
You know, it's always easier to have a baby in a coma, because then it never cries.
Oh, well, it's much like this time last year. I was like the walking dead. She was just coming out of the waking up every 3 to 4 hours phase of the first few months. And you cannot function as a human being without getting sleep. It's just not possible. And you slow down. You think that only 5 seconds has passed, but it could be close to 2 minutes. And everything is just so fuzzy.
Sounds like you had fun.
Oh, it was a great time.
Yep. Is that akin to, like, getting drunk or getting high? Maybe if you take ecstasy.
It's I suppose it's more like the worst. It's, if you can imagine what it's like to be hungover without the feeling of sickness, just the actual, that cotton wool in the brain sensation where nothing will process.
It sounds like the opposite of ecstasy.
Well, I've never tried that, so I don't really know what the opposite
is. Well, I've never had it either, but from what I gather, when you take ecstasy, the world slows down. And everything is in slow motion. Huh. So fatherhood is the opposite of ecstasy. Because everything speeds up. Time is a magnificent thing. It speeds up and slows down. You can time travel, like Doctor Who.
Only in one direction, though. That's the
Well, only in one direction, but like, if you want it to slow down, you could take ecstasy. And if you want it to speed up, you could have a baby. I think that's how it works. Is that how it works? Probably not.
No, actually, I just prefer to have a TARDIS.
Yeah, it's easier. You need to get a parking permit, though. Have you ever had your car stolen?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's never happened.
Why not?
Because I'm a country boy.
Does that...
Like, I'm living in a town at the minute, but our building has an underground car park where I keep the car. Before that, I lived out in the country, so... much less car theft out in the middle of nowhere.
The country. You could be an Irish cowboy. Irish cowboy.
What?
That's you. Could be an Irish cowboy. Yeah.
A cowboy. Well, I suppose I do have the hats left over. But oh god, Irish country music is so awful.
Is it? What does it go like?
It's basically country western, but with Irish accents.
Oh, that doesn't sound entertaining.
No. I mean, not even ironically, where you're just watching to see how bad it gets.
I think that's very much like the X Factor. You only see the bad bit, you don't. After, like, round one, you just stop watching it.
Pretty, I never watch those shows after
the auditions.
Yeah, exactly. I just don't care. And hasn't Simon left? Simon has left American Idol now, as I think it is. My wife was talking about it. She has, like, a Tumblr account. And everyone was going nuts that Simon had left American Idol. Apparently J-Lo and someone, and the guy from Aerosmith, has replaced him.
Well, he's got enough money. He doesn't need any more attention or anything like that, I think.
Just needs a... Seriously, get a hair. Him and Donald Trump need better hairdressers.
Yeah, perhaps.
Like, when you are that freaking rich, you have no excuse for having a crap haircut.
Yeah, and all the poor people do have an excuse for having a crap haircut.
Yes, like the poor people like me that has to, like, we have got baby to raise and spend all my money on formula.
And ecstasy.
Can't afford, yes, to counteract the baby.
For the purposes of time travel.
For re-establishing normality.
Normality has been restored, hopefully.
Such Hitchhiker's Guide.
Indeed.
Yes. Why?
Marvelously. Do you think we have reached the age of reason?
I think there's always going to be a rationality. I mean, it's just hardwired into us. It's the problem is, the bits of our brain that do all the important stuff, like keep our heart beating and regulate our temperature, are also the bits where you get all the fear and stupidity out of.
Yeah.
So we can't really just, unless they figure out a way to actually, like, replace those with computer components or something, then we're always going to be stuck with it. It's just going to be a reality of human existence.
Yeah.
So there will always be stupid people. It's just a matter of whether or not we are willing to put them into office.
Will we ever reach the age of reason? Ever?
No, I think there's always going to be the Sarah Palins and George W. Bushes.
I think we will reach the age of reason, but then that will only last for so long, and then we're back to where we were before.
Well, that's even more depressing than mine. With me, it was just, it's just, we'll just trundle along. But with you, it's like, no, we'll get it, and then we'll have it taken away. And then we'll be living miserable knowing that we had the dream and lost it.
I think it will last for about 5 years.
Really depressing.
Yeah, it is. And on that note, let's leave each other.
Okay, all right, then, Isaac.
Shane.
Thank you for having
me. Always a pleasure, Shane.
I was so willing to do it, that's what she said.
At what point?
Always a pleasure. Oh. I'm so glad I didn't, because it's really not working out I thought it would.
Yeah.
And with that,
let's leave each other alone and end this ridiculousness.
Okay, well, thanks again for having me, Isaac.
Do you want to plug your YouTube?
Oh, yeah, if anybody wants to watch videos on the promotion of science and the ridicule of religion, you should check out Not In My Name 2050. That's the channel on my YouTube page. You can also find that same username on Twitter and on WordPress.
Yes, and your WordPress is really quite good. I like it.
Well, thank you very much, Isaac.
And if you want to talk to me, send me a message, isaac@vodkapodcast.com. And all the episodes can be listened on vodkapodcast.com. And I haven't been updating it because I have been sick and what happened first is that I had a motorcycle accident. Then I went to the hospital and then I got sick at the hospital. And then that took me a few days. I'm still waiting for my leg to heal and for my side to stop hurting. And then I'm just going to stop talking. So yeah. any final thoughts, Shane?
No, I'm good to go.
No, good. No thoughts.
I think the wife is signalling to me that assistance is required.
Alright, well, I'm just going to keep this quick. Final thoughts, the Catholic Church is crazy, and if you ever lose your keys, pray to St. Zita, and that is the end. And that's when the music will take over, so, alright. Okay.
Okay, well, thanks for having me again.
You can go to your wife now.
Okay, I'll see you. Talk to you later. What's the tappy noise? It sounds like you're fapping.
I'm not doing that.
What are you doing with
I'm not doing
hands?
Anything.
It was like a tap like this. Tap, 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 tap.
I promise you, I'm not fapping. I'm wearing gloves. That wouldn't be satisfying in any way.
Well, either that or someone's broken into this call and they're having a hell of a good time.
Well, it could be you.
I swear I can hear this little in the background.
Yeah.
It's very, very worrying because now that it's heard, it can't be unheard.
Yeah. Like herpes.
Let's stop now. I think I've put them on. The phantom fapper.
The phantom fapper. There should be a patron saint for that.